Welcome back to CJSF 90.1 FM. You're in Burnaby, probably. We're the Sprouts. I'm Bruno.
I'm Bradley.
And I'm Tona.
Bradley, what's our topic for this next part?
For this next part, our next topic is, how would you deal with negative comments about the music you've produced or put online? And my opinion about it is, negative comments, the way I deal with them is, I just take into perspective that everyone is unique. Everyone has their own opinions, feelings, and emotions. Like, everyone's unique. And even though in the musical world, yeah, you get a lot of comments and feedback about what you make.
What kind of comments do you envision when you say negative?
Negative, so like comments like, this is garbage, trash, horrible, stuff like that.
Oh, just like being put down.
Just being put down, yeah. Like,
because it's, I was thinking of either criticism or it's just like trash talk.
Yeah, it could be either or. And my opinion is, one perspective to look at it is, it's just an imagination. And what I mean by that is,
they're not real.
Well, no. No, they are real. They are real. But what I mean by that is, if the artist set out what they wanted to complete for their art in general, could be music, could be, you know, any piece of art, if they set out what they wanted to do and completed it, then they'll feel good about themselves. And they'll probably want people to see what they made, to listen to what they made. And, you know, if they get negative comments, they're going to feel like their piece of media is not unique and not valid. And, like, they'll feel like a nobody. And so what I say to that is, if multiple negative comments make you feel like you don't have a voice in the musical world or even the creative world in general,
then don't do music. I'm joking. I'm joking.
Then you shouldn't fully feel like you're just a nobody with not being unique, not having your own voice, et cetera, et cetera. You are you. You have your own opinion, and you should voice it. Take the feedback in the perspective of that everyone is unique.
How have you handled those kinds of criticisms in the past?
In the past, depends on, you know, how old was I.
Yeah, I don't know. But whatever you feel comfortable sharing.
Oh, yeah. A little kid, obviously, you know, young kids, they don't know much about the world. Mm-hmm. And so it's like when they get negative feedback, they'll throw a fit.
Yeah, honestly, if you're a little child, it won't really matter. You're a child.
Yeah, but for being, yeah, even the past few months, I haven't really, like, shared my music online yet, but the feedback I have gotten back is pretty positive. Just a few, like, little critiques here and there, but overall it's, like,
mostly constructive.
Yeah, it's mostly constructive, like, criticism and mm-hmm. all that.
Nothing too negative. Yeah. For me, if it's like a trash talk kind of negative, I'll just be like, okay.
Yeah.
Like, honestly, I would just be like, okay. I might take it seriously, but I'm just going to say okay. If it's constructive criticism.
There you go.
Then I will take it into consideration. Like, even though it's maybe just one person's opinion, I mean, their stance or their authority matters. If they were like a big, like, online music producer that knows their stuff, then I will take it into consideration. And even if it's like a guy who likes music, just that, I'll still take it into consideration, because okay, I'm going to pause there. Wait, what? I'll still take it into consideration. Even though it's just one opinion, if I change it, maybe more people will like it.
Yeah.
Maybe people thought of it. Maybe people thought of the criticism, but they just didn't blot it out. So I would appreciate. I would appreciate any kind of comment. Even though I said, even though, I, yeah, even the, just the trash talk comments, I'll say, okay, and I'll still react to it.
Yeah.
Because it's still a comment. They said something about my music.
Yeah.
And I'd honestly, as a beginner producer, I would be happy with any comment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, like, that's one of the many ways to grow in the creative world is the feedback you get from people.
I have a friend who's like creative intuition I really respect and value. I think it's important to have people like that who you trust, and who you, I don't know if look up to is the right necessarily the goal, but someone that who you respect creatively. I think it's really important to go to those people for criticism, because I think criticism is important. I think it is how you grow. Having a different perspective is always going to help. I think in terms of negative stuff, I think it's mostly, like, personally, someone said, this song you made is bad. It's just like, at that point, it's like I can tell it's more so of like a self-serving comment where it's like, this is supposed to make me feel better in some way.
Yeah.
And then it's like, well, okay. I don't respect your opinion. In the sense that, like, I don't know you, is what I'm trying to get at.
Yeah, so like some random guy on social media comments like, oh, I hate this song.
Yeah, and give us a good reason.
I've never had something like that happened to me before. All the people that I go to for music stuff are always very supportive and constructive, and generally like just like, oh, you could add this, and you could like just switch this around a little more to make this section seem a little more impactful and whatever. I was saying that. Oh my god, I forgot the back notes. Those last three songs were Stereophonics. There's always gonna be. There's always gonna be something. Crossroads, Queen of Dogs, and his song Six Shooter. Did you even think you had a chance? And artist Movie Land, song San Francisco, one of my favorites off of the album Then and Now. I think that in regards to criticism, it's really important to just realize whose input you actually care about and who you like frankly don't care about.
Yeah.
I think listen, right? Maybe because I think it's important to keep an open mind.
Yeah.
But also, like, you should keep an eye out for things that are just, like, trying to
put you down.
Yeah, for no reason other than to put you down.
Yeah. Like, to an extent, like, hear people out. But, like, even on social media, like YouTube, like Instagram, like just any social media, there are people out there that will just put you down on purpose.
I guess my comment was too nice. I guess my opinion was too nice.
I would argue that maybe this is just my opinion, but I wouldn't go to social media or take really anything
too seriously.
Or any input on social media too seriously. If I were ever to post a demo, I just feel like I wouldn't. I just feel like I wouldn't go to the comment section
to figure out
what I need to improve upon. For me, I like the idea of using social media as a kind of accountability tool. Mm. I post things on just like a private account that I have like, oh, this is a little thing I'm working on. I want to add lyrics to it eventually. And then the idea is that hopefully I'll add lyrics. Have I added lyrics? No, I haven't. But that's the general idea. The idea in spirit. In practice, not so much.
It's acting like a little reminder.
Exactly. It's an accountability thing, right? Or that's the way I use it. And I don't think there's anything wrong necessarily if you want to
go to comments
and consider that advice and that input. That's fine. That's up to you. I just think for me personally, I don't know if I would do that just because I don't know how much they can add. Or how much, like, I don't know what the ratio to, like, unmitigated hate to genuine constructive criticism would be. Although it is a private account. So maybe if it's a private account, but I don't know. This is my two cents on that, on the internet and posting things.
Also, I guess as beginner artists, us three, we're going to have to... I don't think we've gotten, like, too negative comments yet, have we? So I how should we react, or how should we prepare for anything like that in the future?
Like
completely.
Like we haven't gotten negative comments about our
a truly negative comment. Just
about our art or about the show. Okay.
Yeah, because we never had experience of that.
True. I mean, like, it really depends on, like,
it does depend.
The situation. But, like, how to prepare for it? Just, like, have an open mind. Even though if, like, this, you know, random person you don't know is just trying to put you down, trying to make themselves feel better, yeah, that's them. Mm-hmm. They are themselves. But if they're actually trying to give you genuine advice, it's like, oh, like, it seems like this person is trying to be helpful. But if it's in person, could be like, or even in general, could be any.
I hear you. I think something that helps me when it comes to that kind of like unmitigated criticism or just like someone being mean for the sake of being mean, it's just like, you are your own. This isn't personal. You know, this grievance that you have with, like, it's, this sucks. This is bad. Yeah. I don't like this. You should give up.
Yeah.
This has nothing to do with me. You're taking out some strange, deeper frustration on me that has absolutely nothing to do with me. So why would I take it personally?
True.
Right? You don't actually care about how my music sounds, right? You just want to take it out on something. Maybe that's speculation. Maybe I shouldn't even go there. But that's kind of what the mindset that I take on when something like that happens. Not just in music, but if someone's being, I don't know, saying like a strange, rude comment, it's just, you're just kind of...
That's actually a good point, though.
This is completely separate to me, and it has nothing to do with me. So why would I care? And then there are people that like, and you can most of the time tell when someone's being genuine and sincere, and it's like, oh, I really like this. I think you could have maybe switched around this. Even then, like, uncalled for advice. I don't know how I feel about that either. I think that it's like, that's maybe also my other hold up with the internet, where it's like people just dishing out their expertise.
They say what they want.
Exactly. And maybe that's what the comment section are for. I don't know. I don't really want to think about the internet right now. But <Fair. laughs> they kind of like advice that's on an ask for. I don't know how I feel about that either. That's why I'm saying it's like, just go to someone you trust. True. I go to my sister. I go to my friends.
Yeah, fair enough. And it's like, that's going for the social media. There's many pros and cons to it for like any field of interest, not even the creative world. Art, music, could be, you know, gaming, could be unboxing reviews, could be any field of interest. You'll experience any type of feedback. And that's part of the journey, is the feedback you get, how you take it, either take it personally or, you know.
That's what splits off to success.
Exactly.
Yeah, I guess so. Like,
say that one more time.
That's what branches off for success, and I don't know what the other is. I don't want to say failure, but something else.
It's a deep thought right there.
I don't know if I'm following.
Yes, yeah, I can kind of see what you're trying to say.
Mm-hmm. I guess. So this is one of the many challenges that will pass on in your journey. Yeah. And that's one of the factors that can branch off into your success and what your goal is.
There we go.
And that's the context.
There we go.
There it is. Awesome. Okay, cool.
My bad.
Listeners. It's okay.
This next song is Let Go by Abby Mason Brink off of her album Rising.
We hope you enjoy.
Thank you so much for listening to The Sprouts, CJSF on CJSF 90.1 FM. I've been one of your co-hosts, Bruno.
And I'm Bradley.
And I'm Tona.
And our next show is Free Voices.
Not our next show.
Or the next show, sorry. Yeah, the next show, not our show.
The next show.
My bad. The next show is
Free Voices. You got us for another hour. No, yeah. Next show is Free Voices. Really awesome. They brought Timbits last week. That was really cool of them. It's snowing.
It's snowing
at SFU. Go enjoy some snow.
Winter Wonderland.
Put on snow boots.
Put on winter gear.
Put on winter gear. Go shovel your driveway if your driveway needs shoveling. Or maybe just do it anyway for fun. If you're like that. I know I am. I enjoy shoveling.
Same.
Yeah, me too.
I think it's fun.
Is the snow... Is there that much snow?
I don't know.
Absolutely not. No,
I don't think so, but give me snow tomorrow.
Allegedly, I heard... I heard from my music teacher that it's going to snow this weekend.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
I hope it does. I could check too. But I haven't.
Well, it's mostly... Yeah, from what I've looked at, it's snowing... Mm-hmm. From what I know, Sunday. And that's...
And you're going out that day.
Yeah, I'm going to Chinatown.
Awesome.
Yeah, and it's going to... Everyone out there, even in the city in general for snowing, good luck.
Wow, let's see you suffer.
Anyway, thank you so much for listening. It's really awesome that someone's out there hearing what we got to say, which is cool. And we will see you next week. We're on every Thursday at 2 p.m.
To 3 p.m.
Yep, we won't be going for 2 hours.
Right. 2 to 3 p.m. precisely.
We appreciate you.
We appreciate you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Yeah. Have a good one. Sprout you later.
Sprout you later.
Sprout you later. Thank you.
Sorry about that. It didn't play. Okay. Here we go. All right, all right.